So last week you guys said that, you know, this Cast Ranger is the longest thing you guys done. Gee, how about, you know, Night at the Theater, the sample reels, Ixie Studios altogether, convention hopper videos that you guys still haven't uploaded.
No convention hopper, we kind of
the gameplay video.
No, but here's the difference. Here's the difference. Convention hopper we do whenever there's an event. Cast Ranger is something we have done consistently, just about every week for the last 2 years.
Well, you know what I have to say about that?
Greencaster's here!
Fuck!
Roll the cue call!
We're live!
Kaigan!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster! Yoshida's Azeal!
Explorer from the Unknown! Yellowcaster! Auto Guard!
Trauma Inducer! Northcaster! Saga!
Loud and Drunk! Prunkcaster, Litrin.
Also kind of tipsy. Greencaster, I don't know.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Otsukare!
Welcome to Cast Ranger episode
96.
Oh, fuck, I was close.
Welcome to Cast Drinker.
Welcome.
Cast Drinker?
Welcome to Beer Fest!
No. We got Greencaster back, guys. It's fucking amazing.
It's St. Patrick's Week.
After 3 months.
Yeah, just for St. Patrick's Day.
I am here to bring some fucking green.
Gross.
To all your goddamn shit.
You're green, you're gross. Mean, get used
and,
to it.
I don't want mold on my shit.
And mold isn't green, get over it.
Stop. do potatoes.
It is on bread.
But...
Oh shit, the bread.
But I'm also broadcasting live with pretentious, close-reading interpretations of kids shows. So.
Yay!
I'm gonna be very serious here for a second.
No, you're not.
Recently, a longtime Ixie Studios fan who we met at a fan expo a couple years ago, Emily Bricker, she's been listening to our podcast for a long time now, and she's actually recently been inspired to watch Tokusatsu because of us.
Yay!
So thank you very much, Emily, and if you'd ever like to be on Cast Ranger, just let us know and
tweet at me.
Yeah, tweet at us and or even me, and we'll you're more than welcome to be on the show.
It
absolutely
makes this stupid shit we do every week all worthwhile.
You don't have to say this is going on anymore.
Yeah, what's with the we?
But yes, yeah, seriously. So thank you very much for all your support. Like, you're awesome.
And that goes to all of our listeners.
Absolutely. Even Crunchman, Noble, Biffalo, Nerdy Samurai, that one guy who apparently was at Com Bravo last year, but he never approached us. I forgot what his name was, but
wait, was he the guy that was cosplayed as Baron?
I don't fucking know, but Ichi mentioned him, and
yeah.
I forgot what his name was.
Probably not, because I know that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, to all our fans and listeners, thank you very much. We're almost at episode 100, and I promise you, episode 100 is going to be an amazing one.
We're going to be lively about it.
Shut the fuck up, Gar!
Yeah, no hints. And yes, that goes out to all of our listeners, even though most of you are silent fucks who don't give us comments. How's Layton gonna survive?
I'm dying here! It's literally the Hunger Games with me right now!
He's starving, you fucks! Give us comments!
Okay.
Wow, 5 minutes in,
let's
still
stop deafening our audience who are wearing headphones.
So, we decided to change it up a bit this time. This time we're going to start with the feature topic, then we'll talk about Ghost and fucking Juojir. I almost said the Ninja, but the Ninja's... whatever.
You are drunk. This is awesome.
Because as we all fucking know, Magiranger
is best Sentai.
It's week 3 of Magimarch.
It's a bit of a favorite of mine. I'm sorry I haven't been here to give my 2 cents on Magiranger. I've seen it so many times.
Fair.
Majiro.
Are you
Majiro?
Are you being Maji right now? Haha, pun.
It's not a pun. What
yes, it is. Maji means serious. Also, that's the pun of the whole show. That's why their catchphrase is Maji. Soste sore wa yuki no akashi. Yes, so this week...
what do we watch?
So this week we watched the Magi Ranger summer movie, Bride of Inferscia.
Oh, before we talk about the movies, can I at least explain why I chose those episodes? Because apparently you guys complained
about them. Actually, yes. Please mention all that. All
right. The reason why I picked those three episodes is because...
From last week?
Yeah, from last week that, you know, one caster had a problem with. I'm looking at you over there with the gun.
Am I the only one who had a problem with it?
Guard, don't fucking I get a problem with it. Say...
You had the biggest problem.
Shoot you.
No. The reason why I picked those episodes is because they have nothing to do with the story, like, altogether, so that our viewers... can watch them without being spoiled for the series.
Okay, Gar, can I explain something to you right now?
Yes.
When you're doing a video on a TV show, right? You want to give them the best idea of what the show is about, and you want to tell them why they should watch it by letting them know about some of the more badass, non-spoiler things, right?
I think we kind of have done that.
Gar, I'm going to say...
Gar! You picked episodes that have nothing to do with the plot. That is like watching Naruto and talking about the race fucking arc.
But that was his point. He didn't want to spoil us for the show.
Gar, nice thought, but no, just not right. No. Sorry.
Wolzard is their father.
Oh no! We didn't want to see Magi Pink trying to get her brother to get some pussy. We didn't want to see...
Hold on.
You were talking about the Magi Pink getting Kai laid episode?
Yes. Although...
Awesome!
Although I'm kind of glad you picked that one because that gave us the introduction to Yamazaki, who was kind of an important character in the movie.
The movie!
Gar, also, it's a show that we do in segments. If they don't want to be spoiled, they don't have to listen to that part.
Well, you know what? Let's just start talking about
The episode description on the Cast Ranger website mentions this. You must have seen these episodes to listen.
Well, you know what?
All right, Gar, take what you did wrong like a man. Just admit it.
All right. So we watched the Maho Sentai Magi Ranger Magi Movie.
Magi Movie?
Yes, the Magi Movie.
The Magi Movie.
It was pretty much Kai wanting to get that pussy, but he didn't want someone else getting that pussy. He wanted to ride a magical unicorn into hell.
This is
to stop that guy from getting that pussy.
You can't say pussy.
Great
pussy.
Great survive. Great summary of the movie.
This is literally a next movie. Topic. This is literally a movie in which a girl gets kidnapped by an evil knight
who's badass, by the way,
voiced by Hiyama,
and the guy she likes, who is secretly the guy she's only friend zoning. rides in on a magical unicorn.
This is starting to sound like a Disney movie.
That's what I said.
That's what everyone is saying.
Yeah, it's a Disney movie.
She's sitting there like, someday my prince will come.
Oh, God.
So, let's talk about the villain first. So, the villain of this movie was pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
He was this awesome Dark Knight dude whose name was Groom Dobrido. Groom Dobrido or something like that.
I am Groom.
Groom of Bride.
And he rode a giant monster who was literally a fucking living sword was the name of it, which is fucking badass.
I looked at Raven when I heard him speak and I was like, it sounds like Hiyama! And Raven's like, it is Hiyama!
For those who don't know, Nobuyuki Hiyama is
Ikaku,
the voice actor.
That fucking badass nerd from fucking High School of the Dead, which... Season 2, but it's never gonna fucking happen.
Whoa! That person was Hiyama?
Yes.
Link!
Yes. Yeah!
And yes, he plays like at least one monster in every season of Tokusatsu ever.
Wait, he was Link?
Yes.
Which one?
Ocarina of Time.
Oh, if you were going to say...
And Smash Bros.
Yeah.
If you were going to say Twilight Princess, I was going to say,
I met Hiyama also.
Give me my cube!
I took a picture of him and I posing cube. With the double, with like Gaia memories, and then I lost that camera. I'm sad. So...
He was standing there like, I wasn't in that one.
I know, but it was what I had on me. So yes, Groom Dobrido.
Okay, well, first off, it starts with the Mage Rangers getting their asses kicked by this fucking flashes back to a soccer game that Kai does, and
he
scores the winning goal with a CGI soccer ball, and he's like, yay, he's made a goal! I'm joking.
Yamazaki-san is like, that don't impress me.
I haven't watched all of Mage Ranger, but Kai is up there for one of my least favorite Red Rangers ever.
You know what? I have
up
to
there
agree.
With Takaharu, and that's it, because
I'm a monster!
No, Tokyo Ichigo is my favorite Red Sentai. I love Tokuger.
I have to agree. Kai is nothing but annoying the whole show.
Yes, which he doesn't deserve to be a Mage Ranger, but...
Better. He screams, that's it.
He's Wolzard's son! I'm sorry, spoilers.
Stop spoiling it.
There's your title, stop spoiling it.
Sure.
Wolzard is best father.
No,
Wolzard is best father.
In full caps, stop spoiling it.
So we'll explain Wolzard's cameo later.
Yes.
So he scores the winning goal, and then stuff happens, and then Magi shines.
Oh, no, just a second. We all commented while we were watching, and it's like, why do they bother CGIing his soccer shot? Because the actor's not that good at soccer.
No.
I meant more the shot of the ball going into the net.
That's, yeah, because his actor couldn't make that kick.
He probably wasn't the one who
somebody
kicked it.
Somebody else could have.
They don't have the budget for real soccer stars.
Yeah, man, come on. Cut to Guy, man. Come on.
Yeah, they didn't have the budget till Guy.
The Guy movie.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining it's like Smolarek from...
Kamuro's a piece of shit and he's only good as a soccer ball.
Fuck you.
Smolarek from Team Poland or originally from
so,
Team
so then
Lane.
They... Huh?
Paul was talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go, Paul.
I was making a silly European soccer joke, but I was about to say... I'm just imagining, like, you know, Smolarek from formerly from Team Poland, being the one who made that shot, and I'm just like, you fucker, and you betrayed us to
you
the Germans.
You fucker, and you betrayed us.
You betrayed us to the Germans. Continue.
So they flash forward, like, it shows us, like, a TV or whatever, and Magi Shine's like, you fucked up.
You done goofed!
So Paul says he doesn't like Magi Shine. I like Magi Shine.
I do like Magi Shine as a human character.
He's a god.
He's suave, motherfucker.
He's too pretty.
Okay, stop.
That was the idea.
Stop throwing around the word god. He's a holy saint.
Okay, but we all can agree in the room, Smokey is awesome.
No.
Smokey's great.
I can take it or leave
him. Smokey?
He was okay.
Okay, Garth, why don't you like Smokey?
He had his moments, but to me he's...
I'm just glad he
more
had
like
a form. I'm glad he had a form outside the lamp.
He
like,
was genie from Aladdin,
but way
not
less
Robin Williams.
But way less endearing.
Hey,
Robin
I'm
Williams.
Hey guys, I'm Smokey.
Yeah.
I ain't ever had a fear like me.
Just like Smokey playing cards with Hikaru's magic carpet. I'm losing to a rug.
Okay, but then Magi Shine kind of does. No, he does an asshole thing. He says, oh, we need to stop this wet marriage from happening, and then they find out about this unicorn sword that they can use to get into Infertia, or Hell, whatever.
Infertia.
And then, so they're like, we need to get this unicorn, and then Magi Shine's like, no, you can't use this unicorn, it's stupid, or whatever, like, that you're not allowed to. But you want
bails.
To stop this wedding! What else the fuck can you do?
The best
and
part
then he leaves them a card to let them access
no,
it anyway.
That's the thing. I don't know if that was accidental or if
no.
that was on purpose.
No.
It
was like,
on purpose.
He was like, I'm a Magitopian. I cannot allow a human to go to Magitopia.
Poof.
Oh no! I accidentally left the thing that would allow a human to go to Magitopia with the humans who want to go to Magitopia!
And the best part is, it's a card that just says,
oh,
the sky.
No!
What?
The best part is it's just a card that says to the sky. So, like, they look at it and it somehow activates. And then Mandora Boy literally turns into the beanstalk and fucking destroys their house and grows fucking up to heaven, which is now Magitopia. And they all just grab on and come in for the ride.
When we get to Magitopia, oh god.
The theme song.
Holy, holy lawn.
It's like a fucking church hymn.
I love how I gave you specific instructions.
What else would
not
you
to
use?
Finish that soda, and so you're just taking as much as you can.
Don't call attention to the soda.
You didn't finish it, but you didn't leave much for me, did you? You fuck.
Nope.
That's so, your new name is Moochcast.
Well, yeah. So as they're like entering Magitopia and just hanging there on the vine. Which, by the way, has Mandora Boy's true form just inside it, so he didn't actually grow.
I'm actually here still.
Yeah, it's fucked up. But then we get to see, like, the heavenly saints that give them each their power just fly by, and they say their names twice each for some reason.
Because
they all look like ultimate to mega level Digimon.
Absolutely. Especially Volgel, who looks like fucking Magnemon. And I thought he was the coolest one of all five. But, and then Groundjell's just like, hi! I am Groot.
Guys, I just want to say, I just posted on Twitter to Crunchman, Biflo, Noble that I'm drunk on this episode and they're going to fucking love it. Hashtag Prunkcaster.
Sure. So they get to Magitopia and they see Rin, who we didn't see in the other episodes, but she's definitely in the series.
I'm sure she's a thing.
Absolutely. And then we meet the Japanese version of Rita Repulsa's incarnated form.
Yes, which...
Majiel.
Fucking cool.
The giant heaven space witch.
Why is she a giant?
Because she's God.
Magic.
She's basically God.
That's fine, but why is she giant?
Because it's magic.
Magic.
I don't know, why is General Snoke a giant?
He's not.
What if he is?
He's not.
What if he is?
He's not.
What if he is?
He's Shut not. Up! Rita is best magic god.
Which Bondora's best magic
god? You're giving me a headache now.
Good.
You're giving me a headache! I must send the warriors to beat the warders! I must send my warriors to beat the warders!
I love when Paul just repeats something someone else just said.
Except he said it correctly on
yeah.
the plane.
I corrected him.
Yeah, that was the idea.
That was the point.
Hashtag warners.
So, of course she refuses, but Kai, with his loud yelling and
Carter Grayson jumping.
And grabbing of the giant space witch's knees, she gives it to him. And it's just a real horse wearing a fucking unicorn
horn.
Yeah,
that was... Like, okay, here's your dad's horse.
She gives it to him.
Yeah.
That
She
that,
gives that. Him the unicorn.
All night long, all night.
It's your dad's unicorn.
Magic.
Massage its heart with magical space juice. I don't know.
Magical dead space mummy. Mayonnaise.
Yeah, magical, that was it.
Magical unicorn mayonnaise.
That's what it was.
Dead mummy.
Flashback what? To dead mom.
Yeah, dead mom.
Oh, you're talking about Mimi.
Yeah. No, Magi Mother.
Oh, you mean fucking bitch who died in the second episode?
How dare you? Magi Mother's amazing.
How dare you? She's a fine lady.
Not so amazing if she died in the second episode.
Spoilers. To the semi-final boss.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. She didn't.
She came back.
She didn't even die.
Spoilers. She's not dead.
Yeah.
She's trapped in the Rose Garden.
Of hell.
Yes.
Hell's Rose Garden. Sounds like a weird biker gang.
Sounds like a porno.
Sounds like a band. Hell's Rose Garden. Hell's Rose Garden.
Yeah, it sounds more like a band than a porno.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
No, it's a band playing in a porno. There you go.
They play porno.
So Kai rides the unicorn down into hell and Volzard cameos.
Yeah, like the definition of a cameo. Like he was just like, "Hey, this guy is popular, right? Yeah, put him in the movie."
Walzart,
there's no reason to put him in the movie.
Walzart's my favorite character in the show.
Absolutely,
I was heartily offended.
Yeah,
like heartily.
There's only room for one Dark Knight in this movie, bub.
It's funny because it came out the same year as Batman Begins.
Yeah. So, literally, he duels with Wolzart for a minute, and then after he, like, shows off his magical horse powers...
No, yeah! He engulfs fucking Wolzart in fire! No, Wolzart's completely unscathed for it, and he's like, wow, I don't want to mess with his power. I'm gonna let him go! That's all good!
To destroy
power... I'm his father!
He was like, to destroy power like that would be a shame. Okay, I'm done.
I'm his father!
Can I get my check now?
Yeah, it's like, I will kill him.
I mean, I can't exactly fight this Rapidash.
It did turn into a dead.
It used flame charge.
It used flame charge. It's faster now.
Yeah. And then the wedding is about to happen, and oh yeah, we didn't mention that he hypnotized her using the evil ring.
His magic.
Because fuck it.
I was gonna say when you see her in her wedding dress, it kind of reminded me like a few years ago I went to a friend's wedding and her and her husband they got married on Halloween, So it was like a Halloween themed wedding. And, yeah, like, her dress was kind of like that, just with more orange on it.
I just realized who the wedding dress reminds me of. It's Lilithmon.
Damn it.
Yeah. The fuck is Lilithmon?
From Cross Wars.
Oh. Well, I never watched Cross Wars.
So, yeah. Kai breaks in and just in time to stop the wedding, and we were all like, Cassandra!
Wrong wedding!
Sorry.
Oh dear like, God! No.
Wait, what was the street the guy said in the Wayne's World 2?
Gordon Street.
Gordon Street. Gordon Street.
In hell.
I remember in Infersia Street. I knew a girl on Infersia Street.
Simpsons.
Zelda, you can't marry Mrs. Boobie. I don't want either. Hot diggity dog, it's good enough for me. Just go off on a bus.
Yep.
Just
Magiran and Yamazaki on a bus.
So I literally think that they're about to get married here, and I'm like, no, don't marry Magiran. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, after he saves her, there's like a heavenly flashback, or like a heavenly scene where it looks like they're standing in a CGI church. Even though they're in the middle of hell!
Because it's Spider-Man 2 logic, or... maybe Amazing Spider-Man logic, where I don't remember which Spider-Man movie it was, but it was like, if I start dating you, you'll be a target for all my enemies. You'll be in trouble. Except I can't do that.
Totally, that's the end of Spider-Man 1.
That was Spider-Man 1?
End of Spider-Man 1.
I thought it was Spider-Man 2.
No.
Because, he didn't know. She didn't know she was Spider-Man.
Not important.
Not important at all.
So,
Spider-Man. It's a Magitopian rule.
That's true.
So, Kai saves... Kai fights off the monster by doing another fucking soccer shot with the ball being shot from the unicorn horn.
Ichi, may I say one thing?
Yes.
You must not reveal your secret identity, or you will lose the protection of the power.
Yeah.
Damn it.
They actually have that as a thing in Magiranger. It's Magitopian law that you must not reveal. They didn't say anything about girlfriends figuring it out on themselves, because you drop hints every fucking week.
But this is the summer movie, so it's not canon as fuck.
Except she does figure it out over the course of the show.
Why you gotta shit on my movie?
Because I can.
It's pretty non... Even if it is canon, it doesn't matter, because nothing significant happens in this movie.
We hope you enjoy all of this for nothing.
So, they break out back onto the surface, and Groom Dubrido, fucking hate that name, summons Living Sword again, and they start fighting, and then...
They combine.
Literally, Magi-Red gets his own version of the Wool Kaiser Megazord by fusing with the Unicorn.
And it looks fucking badass!
Whose name, by the way, we didn't mention was Unigolon, which is dumb.
I knew Unicolon's name for the longest time.
It's Unigolon. Unicolion is from Beyblade. See?
The whole point of this Megazord and the quote, Easy Rider himself. So toy sales will go through the roof!
Whee!
It's literally a reskin of Volkaiser, but it actually looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
Until he starts fucking trapezing with the Magidragon.
He's got a Tasha Dole face.
Well, yeah, he's a phoenix.
And, has a
bird.
Oh, yeah! So all five Magirangers do this stupid bullshit fire attack, which I responded with. Okay, for Magi Red, makes sense. For the other four, no.
Except Pink.
Except Pink. Like
how
I was
Pink?
Telling,
how?
Because she's wind. She feeds the fire.
Oh, true.
And lightning is kind of, like, similar to fire.
Sorta, kinda.
Finish Okay, but ground, no. Garuda, no.
Earth burns ground, sure.
And water, no. Water, definitely no.
Definitely not water.
So, we don't want on sure, fire whatever. Mermaids.
Finish talking about the Maji Ranger special.
Well, that's actually the end.
That's pretty much it. They win. They defeat the monster. Kai fucks up his next soccer game.
And,
magical dance.
Kai's girlfriend continues to be a cock-teasing bitch.
Yeah.
She looks like she's gonna lean in for a kiss, but then just, like, fucking pulls his cheeks and
because
she's
he
like,
did that, because he did that to her twice in this movie.
Have you never had a girl worth fighting for?
Kelly.
A girl worth fighting!
She doesn't just give you the satisfaction. She sits there.
You gotta earn that
and
shit.
And she makes you fucking work for it.
Hey, don't fuck with the Skype wires.
Oh, they're fine. They're impenetrable.
Fucking children.
Ichi, you watch kids shows, buy toys, and do all sorts of other shit. You don't get to say fucking.
I have Asperger's syndrome.
He has a disability. You don't get to say shit.
You're a smart ass.
I get to say shit when he starts breaking my stuff.
He has a disability. You can't say shit. You just described the modern age.
As your friend, who has been your friend for a very long time, you don't get to say shit.
Hey, I get to say shit when he starts breaking my stuff.
How about we move on?
The Mad Ranger movie was eh.
It was eh.
Cool.
It had cool. Like,
you know what?
Cool Zords.
You know what? You know what? I'll say it the best way. Hang on. Sorry.
You just broke your own toy.
It was magical. Stop smacking my ass, Paul. Never!
Never stop smacking that ass.
Where's my cube?
You dropped it, and now it's in my hand.
Old man strutting that ass.
All right.
I hope people like this.
Paul, do you want to stay for Ghosts?
Nope.
Okay.
You didn't watch it.
Go.
This was the whole reason we did this part first, because you didn't watch anything.
I'm going to go drink more.
Paul, take your phone. Hang on. Paul. I'm going to put your phone in your pocket.
Yeah, don't fucking leave your shit here.
Oh, thank you for giving me. I didn't realize my phone was here.
Okay.
I thought I left it at home.
Bye, Greencaster.
That's a terrible idea.
Bye, everybody. I love you, but not really.
Respecting the source material.
Like, if you're in this room, I fucking hate your guts.
Jokes on all four of
you. You're my best friend. You're tolerable. You I've known too long. You've known for way longer, and you... Go fuck yourself.
Whoa!
Who was Paul talking to? Figure it out yourself.
Oh, I was gonna clarify.
No, it's fine. Let it be a mystery.
It's better this way.
Okay, sure. Figure it out.
Hey, Gar.
Whoever guesses right gets a prize.
Wait, I want to start... Oh, hi, Kim. Hi, Purplecaster.
Yes, we're still recording.
Hi.
Purplecaster, Sanjo.
Do you want to join in?
All right, now that Greencaster has drunkenly stumbled out of the room, it's time for the episode discussions.
All right, Ghost episode 21.
22.
No, I didn't talk about 21.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Move on.
All right, let him do it.
This is the better episode of Ghost.
Let him do it.
No. Guys, we're going to start this over. Let's not do this every time someone misses an episode. I'm sorry.
We're not going back.
That was last week.
Ichi,
I'm saying I don't think anyone should be allowed to do that.
No.
Okay, it doesn't make sense. Like, what do you have to say that's so...
I was just going to say it was a good episode. That's okay. It.
Well, you were not going to just say it was a good episode. Let's move on. You were not.
Gone. Yes, I was.
Okay, then just say it.
Okay.
All right, fine.
All right, now that Paul has drunkenly stumbled out of the room, it's time for the actual episode discussions. But before we get to that, Gar would like to quickly voice his opinion on last week's episodes.
Last week's episode was a really good episode.
There you go.
Nailed
concise
it.
Concise to the point. Pointless.
Yeah.
That's concise to the point. Pointless. Cast Ranger!
Okay, but this week we're talking about Ghost episode 22, and oh boy. Can I just say... The plot, the seriousness of Ghost has finally happened.
Not really.
Yes.
Not really.
Shit happened.
Okay, here's the thing. Plot is happening, but they've completely discarded the plot from the start of the show. Because, okay, this is out of order, but whatever.
Go for it.
Here's the thing that really pissed me off the most about this episode. There is a shot of when Takeru and Makoto reach the room where Edith has stored all the icons and the icon driver, and it occurs to me at this point, between the icons Makoto is carrying and all the other icons in this room, including Grimm and Sanzo that Edith took off Necrom, all 15 icons are currently in this room. And it occurs to nobody that maybe Takeru should fucking wish himself back to life.
It doesn't work in the Gundam world.
There's no way they would know that. Myers? No way. They didn't think about it. They didn't mention it. They didn't try it. They completely ignored the original plot of the show.
And my counter-argument with this is Takeru has more important shit to worry about right now.
No.
A, making sure Makoto gets his body back and that he's, you know, doesn't stay in the Gamma World.
And did
two, making sure that the Gamma World doesn't invade Earth and try to turn Earth into its own personal utopia.
I'm gonna say the reason they just decided not to even bring it up was because, yeah, it probably wouldn't have worked, and then we just wasted 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Shows like this, they have to get from A to B as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
I still don't think that's a good enough excuse.
But no, I agree with E.G. The writers probably just... they probably watched the episode and then realized, oh yeah, shit.
But the part that really irks me, and there is sort of an explanation, but... like, after they escape back to the human world, it's not proven, but the eye catch at the end establishes that they let Alan walk off with Grimm and Sanzo again.
Well, not even that. He was holding on to them while they were escaping.
But the point is, all three of them were in the room, and they just let Alan take the two of them.
Because fuck it.
Okay, but the most important thing in this episode, or at least one of these things, was Adonis died.
Yeah.
Like, he... no. Okay, first off...
who?
I said this... the Emperor.
How did he die?
Adele killed him.
Didn't you watch? But no.
No.
I said a couple episodes ago in Cast Ranger that the entire Gamma World, they're all icons. I was fucking right! Because QB says... oh yeah, everyone in the Gamma World's made of icons.
And then when people start dying, we see them turn into icons as they explode.
Yeah, so Adele killed Adonis because he wants to do a coup d'etat or whatever like that.
I'm impressed you got that word off.
Yeah.
Well, it's pronounced coup.
Coup. Yeah, coup d'etat. And he wants to take over the Gamma World, which Gamma he land. Does. And he makes an announcement to everyone saying, like, you know, I'm the ruler of the Gamma World now. Like, Emperor Adonis has been killed by Alan. He frames Alan for it.
What an asshole.
No, and what's great, though, I love the sister, though, because sister was smart enough to...
Arya.
Arya was like... no, Alan would never do this.
And like, she's about to put two and two together, and then Makoto bumps into the room, and she loses her train of thought.
Yeah, Makoto's like, Arya's like, oh, Makoto, you're back, yay! Makoto's like, he doesn't say anything, he just kind of nods and just goes, yeah, I'm here.
But this episode was just so confusing. Like, really confusing.
It's because we don't have the 100% backstory of what happened between them when he got sucked into the world.
I will say this, though. This is the first episode of Ghost that at least I've seen, as far as I know, that Takeru got angry.
No, he got angry when he died.
No. That wasn't him being angry. That was all, oh man, why did I waste all that time believing in myself? I should have trained.
And then he believes in himself and then he wins.
Yeah, that's a thing. I may have mentioned this before, but I just love how they completely backpedaled on that anti-lesson from the first episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that I'm dead, I don't need to worry about training.
You know why, Ichi? Because they weren't expecting a group of guys with way too much time on their hands to remember that.
Especially in Canada.
Hey, they know they have adult fans. We wouldn't have Kamen Rider Amazons if they didn't know they had adult fans.
That's true. So then we see that Takeru, like, he gets to the palace or whatever like that, and then he discovers, like, all these capsules that are contained with, like, humans.
Who gets
doesn't Javel wake up?
Javert wakes up.
Yeah, Javel wakes up, and he...
Here's the thing, yeah. So they establish that these people in the capsules are human bodies that occasionally apparently just fall to dust, Orphanox style.
Disintegrate.
Yeah. And so since Javert woke up in one, I'm wondering if maybe he's in a human body too, because they established that Makoto's body is in one of these caskets, which, by the way, when I first saw them, based on the angle, I thought they were fucking copier machines. And then, apparently, the other one was host to Alan's human body, and based on comments made by Makoto, it's his quote-unquote original body, so now the theory is that all of the humans in all of the quote-unquote people in the the Ganma world were originally human, but apparently extracted themselves out of their bodies into icons, most likely for the sake of immortality.
Which would say why Adonis said, oh, my wife died.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Ow.
I was going
to... For real. Ow. That hurts the brain.
I was going to say, maybe every Ganma ever was at one point a human soul.
Which would explain why there are people's bodies in caskets that just turn to dust.
Exactly. Like, I think that
maybe
might be...
every time they defeat a Ganma, one of those people turn to dust.
Like, that's them, like, going on.
That's terrifying.
That would be.
Takaru, you've been killing real people this entire time.
Yeah.
Well, okay. No, I think what it is... because I don't think they'll ever make it that those people had a chance of coming back to life. At least I hope not. It was more like ghosts that have been, wronged in life or had a particularly violent death or something, like in Poltergeist, where it's like their spirits want to move on, but they can't yet because they've been trapped by this world.
In the icon.
Oh!
Yes, Paul? Paul.
Paul! Yes,
maybe I'm drunk.
Secondhand drunk.
Think about this. What you just said about how, like, they might be all spirits from dead people, double killed them all. Or if we want to tie them with Zoolander, it's all the people that...
We're not on Zoolander land yet. Shut the fuck up.
You go to hell.
But no, it's just... I'm just so confused right now on what the fuck's happening.
Igor,
Ichi. Gar, you don't know it, but you just did a Mr. Plinkett.
What?
Because you kind of let your voice...
What
and
happened?
No. Like, he says that at one point. Oh, I am so confused. And this dude sounded like that.
Kamen Rider Ghost episode 22 is the most disappointing thing since my son.
No, Gar, it's just like... No, yeah, like, what I'm talking about is like, wait, so Yoda doesn't know what's... I am so confused.
Funny joke!
No. I'll bash you with this orange cleaner.
Bash you with my cue!
Anyway, each yours.
So, at one point, Igor has mentioned that souls are a valuable resource, so I'm wondering if maybe when they extract the souls, they turn them into the Ganma.
Well, if they're going by supernatural rules, which I'm sure they are, non-supernatural, a human soul... basically has the energy equivalent of an atomic bomb. Jesus. One human soul.
Jesus fuck.
And how is this show still going?
Supernatural is awesome. It's hilarious.
Okay, so quickly though, Adele, like, Alan comes to confront Adele, whatever like that. Adele just kills Alan, but then Alan revives in a human body, and I gotta say, I like the effect that they had on, like, Alan being in a human body, because he looked like... he hasn't slept in fucking weeks.
Oh, yeah.
He looks super tired. He's super weak. He's, like, kind of upset that he's in a human body now. And he helps Takaru and Makoto escape back into the human world. And then just immediately... like, Takaru... yeah, Takaru... No. Not even before that. Takaru fights the Joan of Arc Ganma. Fucking kills her.
Awesome duel, by the way.
Yeah, awesome duel. Kills her, by the way. Okay, quickly mention, Onari was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Kondoru, Bato!
Spider.
And in the, like, he's...
Let us go forth and defend the city.
Onari is still the best of this fucking show.
Yeah, that one shot of Onari and Akari trying to fight off the Ganma was amazing.
Speaking of awesome, you know what I just loved? After Adele kills Adonis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to Arya and says... like, Alan has killed our father. I love how, not even for a second, Arya believes that. No, he didn't. Like, yeah. She didn't buy his shit for a second.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's impossible because, like at that moment, Necrom is outside fighting Ghost, and Adele is like, father was assassinated mere moments ago, which is bullshit because one of the messenger Ganma goes up to Necrom minutes later and says, Adele needs to talk to you. So they have proof that he was not there when it happened. And okay. No one's going to question it.
I need to watch more CSI.
But the best part of this episode was just, like, they escape back to the human world, and then immediately after, like, Takaru defeats the Joan of Arc Alma, grabs Alan, fucking throws him up against the wall, and he's like, alright, what the fuck is with all those human bodies in capsules?
No.
What the fuck are you doing? What's this utopia you're talking about?
That was
about?
While they were in the icon room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And second, he wasn't pissed off. It was regular, like, Makoto, was it? No, Takaru. Where it was like, why are they in the castle?
No, he was angry.
No, he was angry.
He was angry.
Because he's like, what kind, you want this as a utopia for our world? Like, yeah, what the fuck?
What kind of utopia is this?
If he was angry, he would be strangling him.
He was strangling him!
But yeah, he takes the driver G or whatever.
The icon driver.
Yeah, the icon driver G, and then
I love how it's just sitting next to him in the temple while he's meditating.
Yeah, we see the magistrate or whatever go back as sage in our world, and he's like, oh no, shit's going down.
And I had a theory about him. Mm-hmm. So we've established that the Ganma people are souls pulled out of human bodies. Mm-hmm. So I had a theory that maybe Senin and Edith are two sides of the same existence. One of them is the body, one of them is the soul.
That makes sense.
That would be cool, actually.
That would be really cool.
So I think Edith is the body and Senin is the spirit separated from it.
Yeah.
Overall, this episode is really confusing, in my opinion. Can we just talk about animals now?
No, but it's confusing, but... Okay, so next week we're going to get some more important shit about ghosts or whatever, but...
And Grateful Damashii's going to fight Javert using the Ultima icon.
Yes, but let me do this...
By the way, Adele's Ultima form is badass!
But let me do this in the proper way. No! No!
Amigo!
Alright, so we are on Juojer Episode 5. We are on Juojer Episode 5, and this series continues to fucking impress. First off, I'm going to say, we were introduced to the gorilla human, Larry, who I discovered is voiced by Joseph Joestar from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 3.
Which makes all the sense when you watch
this. And it's fucking amazing!
Specifically the VA from Part 3, not Part 2.
Yeah. Because
then it would have just been Kivat again.
It's amazing,
though.
Which
is apparently why he just screams, no!
Oh my god!
Sure, it's a reference.
He just, every time something, like, weird was happening, just, no! And he was so great at it. Much better than Darth Vader.
That needs to be a notification on someone's phone.
But, okay. No. Did Juojo do something interesting?
Just my dad texts me, no!
Yamato notices with his eagle vision that, like, the Monster of the Week and the Mooks are showing up in their triangle ships or whatever like
the
that.
Space
they decide to instantly go to Juo King, fucking wipe the shit out of them before the, like, they pretty much do the final battle of the episode at the start of the episode, which...
It's
amazing!
Well, I was like, wait, what episode are we on? Did they,
5.
Actually, okay, when I was watching the episode and we saw the monster, I was like, that monster looks kind of familiar to me.
Gaburio is
his name. Yeah, Gaburio. And I looked him up, and I found out something interesting. All the villains in this series are based off past Sentai villains.
You mean all the Monsters of the Week?
Yeah, well, I'm just reading what the article says. Like, this one actually... the one this week, he was based off Dora Sirki, or the Pudgy Pig from Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, which explains why he, like, jumps around and makes his upper jaw move.
And he's also based off a couple others at the same time.
Sorry, don't finish that.
Then explain the tree guy, explain the bogan guy, explain the barking.
There have been 39 fucking Super Sentai series before this, and you have not seen all of them.
Yet.
Fuck you, now I'm gonna spend all weekend catching up.
Stop questioning.
Okay, Bogan was based off Baru Ruka from Changeman. Halberd, the Halberd one, whatever.
Yeah.
He's based off of Datilar from Denziman. Amigard is based off of Mass Devil Boma from Turbo Ranger.
Turbo Ranger.
There was one. It's not Power Rangers Turbo.
Guys,
that was Car Ranger.
Moment.
So that's an interesting idea, and it makes sense. We're on the 40th anniversary, so, you know, they're paying homage to their olds.
Then again, after 39 years, it's hard to come up with something original.
But yeah, this monster gets his fucking ass.
It's the 40th anniversary.
That's what I love. Like, you just see, yeah, the monster, like, ah!
No. The best part was before that, where, like, they're fighting them, and he's like, give me the controls, I'll take care of this. 5 seconds later, they dummy the ship, and he bails.
I love, too, like, how he's just like, you're not supposed to do this yet. Ah, we'll do it when we want.
It doesn't matter if we're early. They're actually breaking the fourth wall. It's amazing.
That's great.
I don't think it's
so. So Gaboriau literally takes a dive off of the spaceship into the forest and lands halfway into the dirt.
Meanwhile, Azolt, he's pissed at, like, lost again. So he's decided he's going to go find his monster.
Yeah. Which is funny because he's, like, stuck there in the dirt and he's literally like, well, what the fuck do I do now?
And then the Geodrys decide, oh, shit, like, we should go look for him. So they decided... But then they see Larry.
Before they find Larry, there's one shot where, like, they're looking for it, and you see Amu looking around like, where is it? Where is it? And in the background of the same shot, his legs are sticking out, and I'm just like, turn around, you fucks!
You know what I love?
Anybody?
You know what I love, though? They just forget about him.
Yeah.
Granted, finding Larry's a big deal, but...
They just forget about Gaboriau once they find Larry.
You know what would have been funny, though? If, like, they saw Larry... Like, they showed Yamato using his eagle vision, and then from a distance they just do, like, the Sasquatch, like, fine footage or whatever. I'm just going...
It's like, yeah, it's freeze frame.
So let's talk about Larry.
Can we talk about how awesome he is?
No, before we talk about Larry... Let's talk about how awesome Yamato's new coat looks.
He has a new coat?
Yeah,
the black coat. I didn't even notice he had a new coat.
I did not notice.
Am I the only one that noticed he had a new coat this episode?
Yes.
It was a black coat.
That's lovely.
Okay. So
Larry had a better coat. Let's talk about Larry.
Yeah, Larry's fucking amazing.
Larry is a Rastafarian kind of styled gorilla
that speaks Spanish.
That speaks Spanish.
Hola, amigo!
So this is like Sean Connery, a Scottish guy, playing an Egyptian named Ramirez. Yeah. Where's Paul when you need Highlander reference?
No. Where's Blackcaster when we need him to do Sean Connery reference?
Or Sean Connery playing Russian.
That too.
We
I'm not Spanish, I'm Egyptian.
Sean Connery.
That doesn't make any sense, Sean. Well, get too bad. I saw what your mother said last night. No.
So, Larry is apparently the human version of Yamato, in that he is a scientist who studies humans. Whereas Yamato is a zoologist, I decided to call Larry a huologist.
Even though there's already a word for people who study humans, anthropologists.
But that's somebody who studies their own species.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not anthropology to him.
He's going to investigate an alien species.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, Larry's story is sad because he's like, you know what, I decided I'm going to interact with the humans.
Bad scientist.
Yeah.
They're supposed to study them from afar.
That was after he realized he was stuck there.
Every time he encountered some humans, they ran away from him scared because they're like, oh, gorilla! And then he decided I'm scared of humans because they're afraid of him. No, and a policeman shot him. Yeah, shot him in the fucking arm, and I was like, holy shit!
I just like how every time he attempts to befriend people, they all run away and he just has his arms outstretched like, what?
Okay, two things. One, go watch King Kong Escapes. It will explain everything. And number two, this can definitely be, like, you know, like, a teaching of racism.
Oh,
Someone is completely different, and, like, he doesn't like humans because they treat him differently. It could be said, like, he was just, like, black people.
Sentai, teaching morals since 1975.
You'd think people would be used to seeing weird creatures after 40 years in a row.
Wait, to be fair, most of the time these strange creatures come, they attack.
Okay,
Also, to be fair, the other four were running around in the city flipping back and forth between human and monster.
They weren't sneaking up on people.
Yeah, they were.
Like, hey, be my friend. Holy shit, it's a gorilla.
He wasn't sneaking up on them. He announced his presence.
From behind?
That's not his fault.
It's sneaking.
It's kind of on a gorilla. Like, creep around them and just wait until he's in their field of vision and go, hola! And then they freak out. It would be exactly the same.
Wonder if they'll ever talk about why he speaks Spanish. Probably not.
Because we ran out of ideas.
It's because it's Joseph Joestar's VA. Why the fuck not?
Oh. Amigos!
Oh my god!
He did have some fun catchphrases. My favorite was, because he finds out, yeah, Yamato is a human, and every time like he sees Yamato, who does sneak up on him as well.
Yeah.
No!
No, I don't know. No, I just love how there's like, every time Yamato speaks him, little tiny pause.
No! It just runs away. I'm a big fan of silence and
music
comedy.
Yeah, I like that they were trying to get Yamato to, like, or for Larry to not be afraid of Yamato, so they're like trying to include him in like
what kind
activities.
Of fucked up strategy is that though? He's afraid of him, so we'll have him sneak up and catch him off guard.
Here's the thing: there is something to be said about forced confrontation. There is something in that.
That's true.
Also, I was going to say there's a good character moment, not in Yamato or Larry, but in the others. There's this point where Yamato, like again, he just sneaks up on him and helps Larry carry some water. And Larry, at this point, like they've done this too many times, he kind of snaps at him and he throws Yamato into a tree.
Yeah.
Which, one crushed ribcage later.
Yeah.
There's this great moment where all four of the other Jojers say, hey, "Larry, that's you're taking it too far, man.
What the fuck, man?"
Leo tries to hit him, but Tusk stops him.
And then, like, they also explain to Larry, well, Yamato was like you when he came to our world. We were all afraid of him.
Yeah.
Well, they said that to Yamato.
They said that to him, not to Larry. Yeah.
No, Leo said that
to...
No,
he said that to Yamato. That was
Did
them
they?
Prior
Yes,
to...
when they were talking about, why is he so afraid?
Why is he so afraid? Oh, well, I guess it's the same thing as when you showed up in our world all of a sudden.
You could say it's instinct.
You could say it's
one
racism.
Could say.
Speaking of instincts.
Purple guy shows.
Azald.
Yeah, so Azald shows up.
Fucking love Azald.
Oh no, Azald is fucking... He's ballsy.
He even has a bitchin' sword.
Yeah,
He's ballsy, he's cubesy.
Yamato and Larry kind of have like a moment, and that was really awesome.
Yeah, he says, you know, we gotta...
It's like I'm not gonna hurt you, there's no reason for you to be afraid of me. And Larry's just like, huh, yeah...
Only I'd listened to you before.
Yeah, and it was like, that's awesome.
Amigo?
Somebody needs to Amigo? Dub it. And it's like, I'm not going to hurt you. Cuts to Donkey Kong 64. Okay.
Okay.
Larry Kong.
Larry
Kong, yes.
Larry is the fifth member of the Zoo Man crew.
He's the last member of the Zoo Man
crew. Well, we don't know if Zoo of the World is going to be human or human, so...
Larry Kong is here.
Larry!
No, you know what? Yeah. Fuck it.
That's the title of the episode.
Yeah.
Larry Kong is here.
Larry Kong. Fuck it.
Larry Kong is here.
He speaks Spanish and afraid of
has
human.
A Rastafarian
he
hat.
Sees them. He starts to scream.
No, I've got it. Larry Kong is here, and he's ready to go, and he's quite ready to make you his amigo.
You know what, though, Ichi?
I stumbled over that one.
It's just not the same because Paul isn't here to sing the entirety of the original song, even though we don't want him to.
Come on, Cranky! Take it to the fridge!
Please don't. So Larry and Yamato have a moment, and as Yamato is fighting Azald... They fight Azald first, and they all get their fucking asses kicked, and Yamato gets spilled off the cliff.
Something I love in Sentai, when the bad guy hits them so hard, they demorph.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I really enjoyed about this episode. It's like, they sense that, he's stronger than, anything we've faced so far.
It's because he's made of cubes.
Go ahead.
It's because he's made of cubes. He resists cube type
attacks. Okay, Leech, by that logic, I shouldn't be able to beat you to death with a piece of bone. But I can. I was gonna say, I wonder if there's a reason he's cube themed. Because that seems like a little too much, that's way too big of a coincidence. Like, they just didn't know.
Yeah.
I still like your theory, though, that all the generals and monsters are from, the champions of each planet they've conquered.
Yeah, I think that's neat.
He's just from a cube planet.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like a little too, off that he's just happens to also be cube themed.
Maybe they'll pull a Gobby and bring him back and explain his backstory.
Well, that actually, we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh.
Wait, Ichi, you always have this look on your face. Describe Larry's tail.
Oh god.
Oh my god, that was amazing!
He's got the thing where the others humans did.
If you don't
where,
know
like
Okay, every, sorry, let me just say this.
Yeah.
If you don't know, gorillas have tails too, but they're very small. Like, they're literally just a little nub, yeah. Right? So very, like, it's not like a lion, a tiger, an elephant, or anything where where their tail has like length enough to go.
Boing.
Yeah. So it's basically a poof ball. What does it do, Ichi?
Literally, when he senses danger, his tail just like poof. Like it's like Foxy Cleopatra's hair.
And I just wanted to see Larry put his fucking hands both between his cheeks. Just oh no! Just fucking Joseph Joestar that shit.
But yeah, they get their asses whipped by the general. Which, yay! And then Yamato.
There's this point, yeah, where Yamato gets fucked up.
Oh yeah.
He just like Azal just like hits him, like bitch slaps him with his sword. And then the best thing is like he goes over a cliff, and like Larry, who's been watching, goes and looks at him, and like, okay, no, Yamato's dead.
He landed on the rocks
head first.
Like, no, he's tougher than that.
This man is dead.
Just like draped against rocks. No,
like big heavy rocks.
Yamato? Woo! Superhero landing.
Yeah.
Superhero landing.
Hey everybody.
So Larry goes down and he, like what happens?
So Larry finds him and like channels his human power. Oh,
yeah, because like he's like, no, you are a good person, and you know you were right, and I was wrong. I think I can believe in humans again, or something along those lines.
Yeah. So he gives.
You know what? I'm really glad it didn't happen. I was worried though. So we start seeing like Larry gets like starts like glowing red, and like pieces of like little cubes go from his body to Yamato's. I was so worried that they were gonna be like Larry gets absorbed into like Yamato's cube, Like, what's his face? The one good thing from the ninja.
Oh, the lion thing.
Yeah.
Shishio?
Shishio, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But they did it.
They definitely could have.
Oh, my God.
You know what? While that scene was happening, in the back of my head, I knew it wasn't going to happen. I'm just like, let Larry take the cube and become Zuo Gorilla.
I was kind of hoping that would happen too.
Larry's the new leader of the Ninja.
He takes the cube. Fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Oh, just bails.
So, yeah, he gets the power.
The gate's broken.
That's right.
So Azal comes back down to make sure he's finished the job, and at that point, Zuo Eagle literally. Chucks the mask up and switches over to Zuo Gorilla.
I'm gonna say this right now. I don't want to see Zuo Eagle ever again.
It's gonna happen.
Fuck Zuo Eagle.
You know what? You guys it'll happen. For that.
Because Zuo Gorilla is the most fucking badass thing a Red Ranger in Sentai has ever fucking done.
Except he beats
the shit out of this dude.
Except you yourself said that we know that he's not going to make that a mainstay because it's too powerful and can't be maintained.
Yeah, because, okay.
My prediction on that, because they showed, like, white-haired Larry the Gorilla.
He has to give the power back.
No, I don't think that's it. My theory on that is every time he uses it, it shortens Larry's lifespan.
Oh, shit.
So he just, the first... So for this episode, because in the preview, we see a lot of Zuo Gorilla.
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of that. So
and no like, eagle.
He overuses the fuck out of it, and Larry ages like a motherfucker.
I like to think that because he already, he doesn't transfer his power every time he uses Zuo Gorilla. He just gave Yamato the ability to use Gorilla.
Maybe.
So now he's just going to be old because of that.
I am just theorizing that he ends up overusing the crap out of the form, and Larry's obviously aged by it.
What if...
And that's why it becomes we're only going to use it a little bit here and there sort of form.
Yeah.
What if, in order to save Larry, he becomes the cube gorilla?
Oh! That'd be interesting.
Oh, I could see that happening.
Okay, but anyways...
Let's talk about Zuo Gorilla.
Zuo Gorilla? Holy...
It's a lot of fun.
Fuck! He whoops Azalt's ass!
Inflated Sentai.
Someone does need to, like, edit this video where, like, as he morphs into Zuo Gorilla. Hey, I've been eating me spinach.
No.
He does use like a nose breath at him.
I love the face mask, and yes, he has like the power of the wind coming out of his nose. Okay.
Everybody
wow. I, I was getting fucking Sagozo flashbacks.
That's except he didn't have gravity
there
powers.
There is this awesome, like, I love how he moves. Like, he does move like a gorilla. And she learned something today about gorillas.
Oh?
About the beating of the chests.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. He starts, like, beating his chest and he does it
with an open hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, as we're watching, what'd you say, Ichi?
I was like, I was commenting on that because most, like, in most cartoons or whatever, you see gorillas typically, like, beating their chest with closed fists. And I was like, that seems a little odd.
But then I pointed out, in real life, most of the time, gorillas will actually hit their chest with an open hand.
Why?
That's just, I guess, well, honestly, like, here, we'll do it here. I think it sounds more intimidating. Like, listen, this is with a closed fist. Right? This is with an open hand.
Yeah.
Well, you did it faster.
No. Like, with a fist, you can't exactly hit yourself that hard.
Yeah.
Can I just say something?
See?
Yeah, go for it.
Gorilla caster.
No. Am I the only one that really, like, oh my god, they're getting their ass kicked by Azul. Awesome.
Azald.
Awesome. Yamato automatically kills them with the power up.
Which says something like...
It's like, are you fucking serious?
However...
Okay, no, I'm going to go
secretly. However...
Let him.
Yep.
The main villain's comment.
Don't revive him.
Don't give him a continue. Just wait and watch.
Yeah, like, Genis, like, you know, like, Narias, like, looks like she's about to...
I think he reassembles himself.
I was going to say...
Yeah, because after...
The cubes.
Yeah, because after he explodes, you see little cubes scattered everywhere.
I think he just reassembles himself, gets back up, and goes, okay, that was interesting.
Well, hope so, because we're already two generals down. Yeah. We're on episode 5.
Even though the guy for episode 1 is supposedly a general, but I hardly
can. Well, I looked it up. Apparently, he's
listed as a general. In the opening title sequence, he was like with the main.
Okay.
Yeah, Jagged was a general. Apparently.
But okay.
Think about this.
That does say something that you didn't know.
Fucking wood model.
Yeah, if they don't bring him back, and they start killing off the rest of the generals, can we have it like Ghost Ager, where like something else comes and tries to take over the Earth, and then they're like, "Fuck you."
I hope not. But actually, what I was gonna say. If they do, like, end up making, like, the generals being a thing that get killed off easier, I really think Azald is going to come back, because what you guys said, also, Azald is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god,
he's too cool to not bring back.
I wouldn't think I like his design, but oh my god, I love his
design.
That
mouth still scares me, though.
I love it!
He's a villain!
There is I look at that, I said this last week, but I look at that and I'm like, you motherfuckers watch Hellraiser.
No.
That is, no, I mean the people who made the suit.
Okay.
That is clearly the Chatterer. From Hellraiser. Yeah.
I like Azald, though, because he was like, ha, you got fucking balls. I love that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then he, like, compliments Yamato for beating the shit out of him. No, but, like, okay, just quickly fall back. Gorilla does so many cool things. He fucking, like, does this, like, DK fucking move from Smash Bros., like, drags him, like, punches him into the fucking ground.
Jumps, flips, and just brings down the fist.
Fucking, like, he,
suplexes him.
Suplexes him, and then he, like, fucking, connects fists with him, breaks his fucking arm, and then he shoryukens him right fucking up into the air.
I was gonna say earlier, sorry, you cut me off.
Yeah, sorry.
What I think they might do if they end up killing off, the generals, wouldn't it be neat if, like, Genis, because he's an alien, starts calling in, like, reinforcements, like, from other planets and junk? Like,
yeah.
Like, who knows?
You watch, there'll be, like, a second faction of aliens, and they're riding a giant space gun.
No.
Because we already have a bow.
No. They're a hand.
Oh, that pulls the bow!
Oh, God.
And then they
All right.
And then they have ladies to go and gentlemen, we've officially reached full insanity. And then, I think we're done for the week.
And then they go into space, and they have to fight off the giant hand.
You know, we've talked about some awesome moments, but we completely forgot the best moment in this entire episode.
Oh?
The part where Leo looks out the window and sees Mario with an axe.
Yeah, it's like...
You said you were going to chop firewood.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right.
It's even dark outside, so it's super creepy.
Actually,
I brought the axe.
Quick question, about last week's episode. Sorry, what was with the sock joke?
Was
Okay.
They were implying that he was a fetishist.
Yeah, because he was smelling the sock and Mario just caught him at the wrong time.
Are you into smelling people's socks?
Yeah, are you into smelling people's...
There's worse things to be into. Some people are into heroin.
Yeah, so, okay, so next week we find out because Larry transfers power, he looks older. The return of...
Gabriel.
Yep.
He unburied himself.
Yeah.
We also get to see the premiere of Cube Gorilla and also Zoo Wild.
I'm psyched. I love it.
Honestly, Cube Gorilla is going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Next week's episode 6, right?
Yep.
And then the next episode's the Ghost Crossover.
Yep.
Hey, it's episode 6. We're getting 6 Ranger.
Oh. All right.
The Six Zord.
Whatever.
All right. So
it'd be 7.
This has been the episode of Rare Suncaster. I'm going to plug the C sheet.
Go for it.
Okay. I am Prunkcaster Lytrid as
with the Minish Cap on his head.
With the Minish Cap, yeah. I got Ezlo here. He's fucking awesome. Follow us on Podbean, Facebook, Twitter. Follow Bluecaster on Twitter, Pinkcaster on Twitter.
It's Bluecaster.
Recently, my Spriter gave me a new sprite of my Pinkcaster for the Caster game, giving me
it's
a thumbs
our
up.
Spriter.
The fuck are you doing?
Trying to open you like a can, apparently.
I'm not a can.
Or even strange.
Not Cancaster, I'm Prunkcaster. Anyways, thank you for watching. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I promise you next week I will be 100% sober.
Damn it.
I just thought it was St. Patty's weekend. Paul bought me rum. I thought it would be a lot of fun to be drunk, so why not?
What if I told you, like, don't listen to anyone except for me?
That's true. I'm sorry. Sell some. Come inside.
He's sorry. He just felt like being selfish.
And just a heads up, I won't be here next week
again.
Oh, you mean like you aren't every 2 weeks?
You know what? Next week we're gonna have a fucking guest, so we don't know who yet, but we're gonna have a guest.
But doesn't matter.
Good job.
Could be Biflo, could be Crunch,
good
could be Noble, could be David.
Good
could
job
be
making
Anthony.
That decision on your own.
Ooh.
Basically,
fake hype.
Thank you for listening. Juozer continues to impress.
Oh yeah.
So I can't wait for it to just make us go, oh.
I know, right?
And with that, Cast Ranger, signing out.
Cast Ranger, Podbean.com, iTunes, Facebook.
I already said that!
No, you didn't.
iTunes, Twitter!
Good job.
Bye! Woo!
Peace out, y'all.